welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director for the Center at Merriandale in Ossining, New York. Sister Connie is also the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope, and her preaching today is entitled Watchfulness.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing. The word of our God. In this letter to the Thessalonians, we are called to watchfulness and reminded that the day of the Lord will come indeed, like a thief in the night. We, living here in the United States, and actually in many other nations, live expecting, with some fear and anxiety, sudden disasters. Our daily news reports frightening tragedies and serious situations, placing young and old and people of all cultures in jeopardy and fear. Perhaps we need to focus on small resurrections and look to find God in everyday moments. One thing is certain. The Word tells us that God is committed to the very best for all of us and for the world. Our prayer won't change God, but we come to realize that prayer changes us. And when people change, things change. And so we hope and we pray. I believe that this letter to the Thessalonians is a letter to all of us who seek to find God in order to discover ourselves in the very heart of God. Yes, it takes time, it takes persistence and perseverance. We can model these for one another. We are encouraged by the Word of God to pray always. In prayer, we actually learn to trust God with the past, the present, and the future. I believe that prayer is a day-by-day choice to keep entrusting our lives and the life of the world to our loving and caring God. If we can share all that we are and all that we hope for, well then, in that sharing, we will be changed. It is truly an invitation to be a loving and trusting person in relationship with God. God then will give us the grace to welcome this gift, which in itself gives us life. Barbara Brown Taylor, a favorite author and preacher of mine, suggests that we are children of light rather than children of darkness, and that we are called to pray without ceasing. And by focusing on being present to God's loving presence in our daily lives, she suggests that we give thanks in all circumstances, something I need to work on. It is challenging, but could become transformative. That is, to shift from focusing on what is wrong to appreciating what remains right. I do believe that we are called to hope in darkness, and as children of light, we can hold grief and hope in tension. Trusting in the gift of salvation through Christ our light. Amen. Mm-hmm.